Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be talking about connecting with hope today, and I'm with my source of hope, since my wife Joyce. Nice to do life with you, sweetie, and thank you for injecting hope into my life on a regular basis.
You're welcome, Len.
Well, I was hoping you'd say thank you back, but so it's maybe it's a one-way hope street here. You know, it's really interesting. Hope is one of those things that we all need and we always need to connect to, but there's times in our life where, you know, we kind of lose sense of that. And, you know, I think of a time in my life when I had a life change. I had a situation with an employer. I had to start my own business. And, you know, those are times that are very difficult. And if we don't have hope during those times, those are potentially insurmountable times. What are some of your hope challenges that, you know, you can think back in your life without being too personal and, you know, that was a challenge for you?
Well, you know, I guess looking back at your situation, that was a difficult time.
And I should say, I forgot you were with me on that too.
Yes, I was.
It wasn't just me going through that. We go through that together.
Yeah, it was a difficult time during the holidays and the children were young and, you know, you're trying to figure out how's this going to turn out. And, you know, so you have the question of, you know, how is it going to turn out? And looking back at it now, you see the provision that God did work out in that struggle.
Yeah. So, you know, always looking down the road, and I think, you know, hope is always a perspective thing, right? So, you know, not just looking at our current circumstances, but looking for a pathway to get through that and what the end will look at the result. One thing that would be really fun to connect with and just talk about is what are our sources of hope? I think there are a few the way I see it. One is our abilities and our strengths, you know, the things that we can do. But sometimes our abilities and strengths are kind of limited, and you know, we need people, we need faith, and to get your perspective on those things, Joyce, as my life partner.
Well, I know transitions in life usually bring some sort of struggle, and I think seeking support and asking for help during those struggles help you face it together. And one of the sources of hope is being able to have encouragement from others, you know, either to help you get through it or encouragement from others to direct you with, you know, the talents and gifts you have. So you have people that come alongside with you. And of course, seeking God's strength to face whatever task it is through either mentor, through modeling other people, through prayer, and getting a sense of hope that way.
You mentioned a few things that would be really good to tap into. One is, you know, ultimately, there's a share of this load you got to carry yourself. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, suck it up. You got to, you know, bootstrap yourself up and you got to make it happen. But the folks around you are indispensable. And I'm mindful of a saying that, you know, when you're surrounded with people, you expand or you multiply your joy and you reduce or you divide out the despair. And I think that is really what you're saying with the people around you and that hope being surrounding with other folks.
Yeah, it's definitely that feeling that you're not facing something alone. And whether it's your partner or someone that is close to your life that you can share the struggles with and find hope in, kind of the encouragement to move you forward rather than feeling stuck.
Yeah, that's a good word. And I also like what you said, that when you're in that struggle, that's a transition. That's really insightful because, you know, it's going to take you to another place. And that's the whole idea. When you're going through that struggle, you're going to come out on the back end at another place and hopefully a better place. And that trial you're going through is just that transitionary stage. And so I think that's a great perspective for folks who are going through trials and difficulties.
Yeah. And, you know, seeking help in that time of need helps to like refocus your energy and your purpose and kind of just gives you that drive to move forward. Refocusing does.
Yeah, that's powerful. You know, one thing I've become more aware of is the emotional drain struggles can be and how going at it alone is both difficult and advisable. You know, I'm very in tune to the idea of what I call mental energy and how things are sometimes really difficult and, you know, how important it is to not be emotionally drained, have those sources of emotional buildup. Talk a little bit about that and how you see, you know, this emotion component being so important to have people around you.
Well, those emotions, you know, are going to make you feel bad. You already feel those emotions bringing you down, and those difficult times are sort of meant to make you feel bad so that it becomes a turning point that you're either going to continue down or you're going to find some hope and that will bring the good out of it. So sometimes, you know, when we have those difficult times, they are bad. Can't get away from that. But to stay bad doesn't bring hope. And I think what brings hope is finding or turning from those difficult times. And whether it's together, whether with someone else, to change that perspective from bad to good. And it becomes that transitional or change point that helps us have the hope that it's going to get better. And we can do that with others. And definitely I seek God's help with that to change my own attitude and perspective.
Well, that's helpful. So it's not just it's not just the circumstances, but it's the perspective and the joyfulness that we can always have through our lives and the thankfulness regardless of our circumstances that it's not worse than it is. And just have a thankful heart in all circumstances. That's easier said than done. And one of the things that I have been also challenged with is the idea of isolation or being isolated when we're going through trials and how that might seem a safe place to be and just kind of, you know, kind of being maybe an escape, often not a good place to be.
No, it's not. And it's really easy to just stay there thinking, well, nobody's going to help me in a way. And you have these inner negative feelings. And I think usually the best way to get out of that is to reach out.
Well, you know, I feel like our discussion here is a little bit too negative. So I want to talk a little bit about just the positiveness of struggles, looking at how things will come out in the back end. And it's just an expectancy and a positive thinking standpoint. So let's look at the process of, you know, on the back end, having trials and having difficulties, but connected with hope, hope with how it will look on the back end. What does that look like after the trial's over? What is the actually the benefit of that struggle as we've gone through it on the back end?
I think the benefit is your spirit is lifted. I think it gives you more energy, and it brings both of you back on that same page to travel forward. And that's a hopeful thing to end your day and to begin the next with that same hope.
Yeah. You know, I think of the word victory. You know, we have these trials, difficulties, looking for that hope, keeping that hope, that perspective. That hope I view as the finish line, right? It's that crossing where, you know, this part, this journey has come to its conclusion and wasn't a fun time or was more than I had bargained for. But at the end of the journey, I grew as a person, or I overcame things I didn't know I could overcome. And it gives me strength and confidence and hope that when there's another journey, that will be the same story there. You know, I think it might also be helpful to look at previous struggles we had, previous difficulties and previous victories, and use that as an encouragement to what we're going through.
Absolutely. And sometimes looking back gives you that continual reminder that you've been through it and you've gotten through it. And this is another way that you'll see that victory come around again.
Right. Hopefully you're not doing it alone.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, and my wife, Joyce. We'll be right back after a short break.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Welcome back to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. The theme for our program today is connecting with hope. And it's my distinct pleasure to have two special guests with me, Meredith Rothstein and Sky Ryan. Meredith is the survivor specialist and advocacy leader, and Sky is the women's health screening and patient navigator at the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition. Hi, ladies. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Len. Thanks for having us here today. We're excited to be here.
Well, I'd like to just ask Meredith, you first, if I may, a little bit about your role at the Breast Cancer Coalition.
Well, Len, my initial position with the agency was survivorship specialist. And what I do, I myself am a breast cancer survivor. This coming April will be 10 years for me. And so anyone who is newly diagnosed, we receive their information through their healthcare provider, and we reach out to them. I share with them that I am a survivor. I share with them the programs that we provide. We have survivor socials. We have educational programs. Sky will share with you more about the screening that they offer. And basically, I view my job as to be, I don't know if buddy is the right word, but to be a support, someone who is further along in this journey and can share from my experiences with them.
So in a way, you serve it as a coach. I think that might be a helpful understanding, right?
That's
so you just kind of walk along. It's just kind of like maybe you go on a journey with them. You kind of join them on a journey. Is that a good understanding?
Yes, that would be exactly. When you first hear those words, you have breast cancer, the fear, the terror, the panic that goes through your mind, and to hear from somebody who is further along in this journey, who has heard those words, who has made it through diagnosis, surgery, treatment, and is now in survivorship, I think it's very uplifting and gives you a great deal of hope.
That's very powerful. And how about you, Sky? Talk a little bit about your role, and I love the title, Patient Navigator.
I am a patient navigator. One of the things that we do in our piece of the organization is that we're with Women's Health Screening. And we're actually contracted by the state to help people get their mammograms done and to reduce any of the barriers that come up. We find a lot of the times that we have people who, A, don't understand how important a mammogram is, or they don't have transportation, or they don't have a doctor, they don't know who to go to, they don't have insurance. And we're equipped to set up to deal with all of those barriers and try and break them down so that we can get them in to get their mammogram. It's really important that women be screened with a mammogram at the age of 40 and annually thereafter, earlier if there are other issues in your family. And that's important. That's why it's one of the things that's important that everyone have their own primary care provider, because you wouldn't know necessarily to be screened earlier if you don't talk with your provider about that. So what we do is we will drive you to your mammogram if you need to be driven. We will help you get help from the state to pay for your mammogram, or to help you get other ways to pay for your mammogram. We also schedule you for your mammogram. We'll make sure you get there, and we answer any questions you may have. And along the way, if we need to help you find a doctor, we help you find a doctor. If you tell me that you've got a problem and you need a DEXA scan, something for osteoporosis, then I'm going to point you in the right direction. I may not have the answer to that question, but I'm going to point you that direction.
Well, it's so important for the screening, because obviously the sooner the better, right, if someone has a health problem. So
absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the Breast Cancer Coalition. What is your mission and vision statement? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Our mission is to empower our community by raising awareness of breast health issues through outreach, education, and support services in order to facilitate the early detection and treatment of breast cancer. As you mentioned earlier, Len, it is super important. The earlier we find it, the better the long-term outcome, the less treatment you may need to have. Our vision is to create a community where every person diagnosed with breast cancer becomes a survivor, and fear and doubt are replaced with knowledge and hope. And just as a side note, DBCC does align and support the National Breast Cancer Coalition's advocacy efforts to end breast cancer. And I will tell you, this year, all three of our Washington representatives did sign off on a number of the legislations that are being supported by the National Breast Cancer Coalition. So we have a lot of support here in Delaware.
Well, that's great. Now, one thing that I'd like to tap into, and that's really the theme of our program, Connecting with Hope. The whole idea of hope, and this might be easier maybe for you, Meredith, to answer because you've lived it, but talk a little bit about that, that emotional response to the diagnosis.
Okay, to tell you a little bit about my diagnosis, I was 39 years old, and my husband was active duty military at the time. He was actually deployed also at the time. And I heard those words, and I think I was pretty much in shock. But I immediately went to work, planning surgeries and treatments and everything. And luckily, he was able to get back quickly. But I can tell you that night I went home, and I had good friends who supported us. But while my children slept, I sat at her kitchen table, and I wrote out my will, And I wrote out all my wishes because I just assumed, oh, cancer, that's it, she's out of here. And that's not the case. I felt so alone. There are lots of people, I don't want to say women, because there are men who are diagnosed with breast cancer. But there is a lot of hope. They just in the 10 years since I've been diagnosed, they've made huge strides in diagnosis, in treatment, in surgical ways of removing the cancer, and also with the plastic surgery, and so that there's less. I assumed I was going to look like Frankenstein after my surgery, and I did not.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about the reach of the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition. What is the extensiveness of who you reach and the number of folks that are involved in your organization? Can you give us some perspective on that?
Sure. During the fiscal year of 2020 and 2021, DBCC was very busy despite the pandemic. And to list a few categories of audiences we served 3,334 breast cancer survivors with support and resources. So we immediately switched all of our programs to virtual that we could. Obviously, the screenings and things could not be virtual. We provided 784 community members with access to our Yes to Health program, which is a walking program that provides education and opportunity to improve your health that we offer for free to those with comorbidities and anyone who's interested in participating. Our team helped to provide 966 women with navigation services to obtain a mammogram. We worked with 633 women with getting a mammogram, and we supported 142 women who were newly diagnosed with breast cancer. The Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition currently has 22 employees statewide. We have three different office locations in Wilmington, Dover, and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And in addition to that, we have an upscale resale shop called Great Stuff Savvy and Home located in the Tallyville Center in Wilmington, which turns gently used items around for a profit. And the net proceeds benefit DBCC as a year-round revenue source for our organization.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the volunteer opportunities. So many people have an interest in this issue because of their own personal experience, whether they were themselves cancer survivors or they have a loved one that they empathize with because their loved one went through this struggle themselves. How can folks get involved in your organization?
By reaching out to any one of us. If you reach out on the internet and look for our website, which is www.debreastcancer.org, we have a brand new website. It has a great deal of information that with opportunities. Unfortunately, with 1 in 8 women being diagnosed with breast cancer in our lifetime, this disease has ultimately affected someone we all know. Our volunteers are often members of the community looking to make a difference, but often the connection is that many of our volunteers are actually breast cancer survivors themselves. And both men and women who help support our events by working to distribute information at tables, and other times they work to put together materials and resources, which are then distributed to local health centers across the state, along with helping us at our events, some of which are educational. We have been unable to have our gala the last 2 years due to COVID, but we've had a lot of our survivors and volunteers help out with that event, which is one of our largest fundraisers. We facilitate the volunteers by keeping in close contact and give them every opportunity that we can. We always need help. And it can be as simple as putting together our pink folders, which we provide to the newly diagnosed, and those are given out statewide. And it can be as huge as supporting us. I'm not sure, Len, if you're familiar, but with the Dewey Goes Pink event that happens every year, the first weekend in October, and they need quite a few volunteers to help with that event, and we come out in force to support them as we are the beneficiary of Dewey Goes Pink.
I have to talk about that event. I came across it. I didn't realize it was the day it was. And I was, I live right in that area. I was walking to the beach and I hear this pot banging of a pot. And I said, what is going on? I see people running and there are people running or walking, however they're doing. I think it's a 5K and there are people cheering them on and encouraging them to go ahead in that, in their, you know, 5K struggle. And what a picture that was for me. First of all, it's all pink. It's amazing. And what a picture that it was of all these people being on a journey, different levels of struggle. Some are better shape, some not as good shape, but they're all getting to that destination. And what a picture that was of the breast cancer struggle that folks.
That event is a very good example of the people in the community who really want to contribute. The gentleman that founded that event has lost his mother to breast cancer, and he wanted to find a way to give back to the community that helped him because we were part of his mother's journey. And so he puts that together every year for us and sends us several thousand dollars. Because
this year it was $235,000.
Was it that much this year?
Yeah.
That because we were able to help her, he wanted to give back. We have many volunteers who look back in their lives and they see that they've lost a sister or they've lost a mother or a friend or a coworker, someone that was close to them, and they want to find a way to give back. Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition is the only agency in the state of Delaware whose only focus is breast cancer. So they often find us. Not only do we help their family, but they want to help us back.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len. We'll be right back and we'll talk a little bit more about connecting with hope. Stay with us.
Feel like life's got you on the back foot? A little help with financial positioning from a professional can go a long way to help you set up for the retirement you've been dreaming of. If you'd like some help, give Len a call at 302-501-7711.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial, LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about connecting with hope. And I'm with Sky Ryan and Meredith Rothstein, representatives from the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition. We're talking about how their organization impacts our community in a profound way. And we talked a little bit about, in our last section, about the whole sense of a potential loss of hope when people are diagnosed with breast cancer. And so how does that actually affect folks in a very deep emotional way? Give us some insight on that.
I'm going to talk about it from my end, which is the screening end. We find that many people don't want to be screened because they're afraid of what they'll find out. I'll let Meredith go on and talk about the hopelessness of an actual diagnosis because that is so much bigger. But I do find that we have people who are reluctant to screen because they're afraid of actually having to get that diagnosis.
I think that the number one thing that helps those and who are diagnosed and gives them hope is that they meet people who have already been diagnosed, who have already been through being diagnosed, being treated, gone through surgeries, had chemo, radiation, what have you. We have mentors who have had every aspect of the treatment and surgeries completed. And when we have someone newly diagnosed, I myself or Connie or some of our other survivorship team members reach out to them, talk to them, and we get the information that they've received, you know, was it hormone positive? Were you HER2 new positive? You know, where was it? What stage was it? You know, what are your options for treatment? What are your options for surgery? And then we take all that information and we have a bank of mentors throughout the state who are willing to help those who are newly diagnosed and do what I love to do and mentor people and say, okay, well, this is what happened when I had surgery. This is what happened when I started chemo. These are the tricks that I used to not feel as sick. These are what I use to deal with this side effect. And so having all that information and being able to provide them with that, it gives a little bit of peace and a whole lot of hope to know, oh, you know what? They went through it and they're just fine. And while we can't tell them exactly how they're going to react to a surgery or a treatment, we can provide them with resources as well as someone to hold their hand literally most of the time, but obviously right now during COVID, figuratively, so that they can say, nope, you know, that happened and this is what I did to handle it. And that gives them a great deal of hope because it reduces a great deal of stress. When you're diagnosed, you think you're the only one in the whole world who has this. And so, you know, it's going to be horrific. It's going to, and, you know, I can't say that being treated for breast cancer, any part of it is fun, but it is survivable. And you come out the other side much stronger. I liken it to a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Mm, that's powerful. You know, I think it's important to look at two areas or two ways people get hope. One is the informational part, very, very powerful. But the other part is that relational part and the connection part, that people part. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Anyone that I've been connected with, I have formed a relationship with. We have survivor socials on the regular. Obviously, right now, a lot of them are virtual, unless we're able to do it outside safely. But it makes it so that these women, if at 3 o'clock in the morning they wake up and they are freaking out, and I did it, I know it happens, they have my personal cell phone number. They can call me and say, Meredith, I am sorry to wake you up, but this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. And my family is used to it because they remember what I went through and they agree paying it forward, helping those other people so that they can make it through this. I don't want to call it a process, make it through this journey as unscathed as possible.
Help our users understand what that process looks like for someone who contacts you. So someone contacts you and says, I have this diagnosis. Where does that take that relationship with you folks?
Okay. So normally we are, most of the time we are contacted by the oncologist's office, the nurse navigators there within the health systems. They reach out and we have this person who's newly diagnosed. Here's the basic information. Could you please reach out to them? Occasionally there are people who are not ready and they do not want us to contact them right away. But when someone agrees to have their information released to us, because everything that we do follows HIPAA, once we have that signed paper, our two lead, the director of Sussex County, Connie Holdridge, or the director of Kent and Newcastle County, Lois Unitowski, reach out to them and talk to them a little bit, and then I work with Connie here in Sussex County, and we work together to find them a mentor. If they didn't already get a pink folder with all the information, we make sure that they get a pink folder. It has all the information about chemotherapy, about radiation, about reconstruction, about not having reconstruction, about different support groups that we have, and events that we hold. We have many programs, Young Survivors in Action. Anyone is welcome to participate in that program. However, it's geared towards younger survivors. We have Yes to Health, which is the health program I shared with you. We have My Sister's Keeper, which is geared towards women of color. We have a program for women with metastatic breast cancer, Forever Fighters, and we're growing every day. We also have survivor socials. They can take many forms. Sometimes they're educational, where we have, you know, a breast surgeon come in and explain the new, latest and greatest on what's going on with breast surgery. Or we'll have someone come and talk about research that's being done. But my favorite are the survivor socials, where I get the newly diagnosed and the survivors out doing things that they wouldn't normally do. For instance, I am in the process of setting up a survivor social for our survivors to learn how to belly dance. And every time I bring that up, I get lots of nervous giggles, but no one has said no. So I think that it's all about once you complete, you never really complete the journey, but once you are on the other side of treatment, it's that time to embrace life, learn new things, and you're doing with people who have been on the same journey as you. So it's a safe place to let your hair down and say, oh, well, now this is happening. Because for some ladies, there is treatment after chemotherapy and radiation and surgery. For me personally, I am on an aromatase inhibitor. I have 1 year left, but it will be a 10-year course that I have been on. So I think that having those opportunities, whether social, common interest, educational, all provide them opportunities to feel like, wow, look, I'm not alone. These are people just like me who went on this journey and they made it through. We all have our scars, and that's figurative, not literal, from going through the process. However, even though you may not have had that, you still can take something away when someone shares about something that they've been through.
Tell our listeners how they can connect with the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition.
This is Sky. I'm going to tell you how to get hold of me, because any woman 40 or above in the state of Delaware needs to be looking into making sure they're getting their mammogram. And I'm going to tell you the best way to get hold of us is 1-888-672-9647. And myself or one of my colleagues will look and see what we can do to help you get your mammogram. And then we'll be able to find out if there are any barriers. We'll find out if we can address those barriers for you. We will drive you to your mammogram if you need to be driven to your mammogram. So calling that number will hook you up. And that's when we start our connection with a client now, with everybody, not just survivors. Because we want to make sure that you get in there. We had a lady just this week who was having, she was a typical woman in this world who was so busy in the pandemic with her family, and she lost family members, and she just didn't have time to look into her own health. And turns out she was having some kind of an issue with her breasts. And she had no doctor. She'd never taken care of herself. She hadn't been to a doctor in years and years and years. And she called up, and the person that she happened to get hold of within our team said, wait, that's what happened to me. And as soon as the lady heard, that's what happened to me, she knew that we were going to figure it out. We were able to get her in with a primary care physician within 24 hours of her phone call to us. We got her her prescription. She's going to be screened next Thursday, and we're going to get her on her journey. And if she does end up being positive for cancer, which we have no idea till we get her screened, she'll be handed over to the survivorship team, who will continue that relationship that we hope to create with all of our clients, not just the ones who are diagnosed, but everyone who just needs to have a screening.
For more information on our upcoming activities, our calendar, our resources, and our events that we host in support of our breast cancer survivors, please reach out to us on our website, www.debreastcancer.org.
Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us and talking about the very, very important work done by the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition. I have here again Meredith and Sky from the Breast Cancer Coalition, and want to thank you for the impact you make on the community and the individuals who have this trial in their lives. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Our theme for our program today is connecting with hope and just having hope in general. I like to talk about the core soul needs model that I developed. The core soul needs model talks to folks about what it is that we need as people at our deepest level of needs. And I've identified four components: identity, life purpose, peace, and love. These are four parts of our lives that we really need to have fulfilled, or we'll be searching, we'll feel empty, we'll feel struggling if we don't have these areas. And identity deals with who we are, deals with our concept of the importance of our lives. It deals with our life experiences in times past. It talks about our relationships, who we do life with, who shaped our lives. And so identity is an extraordinarily important part of our lives. And at the deep core soul need level, we really want to connect with that idea of identity. But sometimes folks don't have that real sense of identity, of an abiding, being okay with who they are. And so they look for successes in different parts of life, in their life, to give them a better identity. They look to do things, get things done, get recognition, have a better self-esteem by the things that they involve themselves with. And so sometimes when people don't experience that core soul need of identity, they look at this, what I call, peripheral pursuit of success that maybe will help them feel more accomplished, but maybe not an abiding kind of a benefit to them. When we look at the life purpose is a sense of a calling. It's a sense of, you know, what we're meant to do. It could be an internal, it could be an external, it could be spiritual nature, it could be secular nature, it could be a lot of different things, but it gives a real sense of what meaning we have in life. And that is extraordinarily important because we all want to be purposeful. We all want to have meaning in our life. We all want to make a difference. We all want to have a connectedness with that part of our lives. But sometimes our life purpose is a little bit shaken or not so evident. And when we're not meeting that core soul need, we turn to what I call the peripheral pursuit of control. We try to create control in our lives to give us a sense of life purpose and more meaning. We try to control our circumstances. We may try to control people. We may even manipulate circumstances or people to try to get a sense of control. We may fight for control, or when we sense a lack in control, we try to grab that. So ultimately, life purpose is our core soul need, but the peripheral pursuit of control is sometimes something we grasp for when we don't have that core soul need met. Let's look at the next course, I'll need peace. Peace is a true abiding. It's a true sense of everything is well. Despite everything swirling around me or around us, I have a sense of peace. It is well with my soul. So it's the complete opposite of turmoil. And it's maybe even a view of the lack of any turmoil, lack of any stress, any struggle, any difficulty. And it's a sense of just a, you know, wonderfulness in how we are in our deepest sense, regardless of what's going on in our world. Well, sometimes we don't have that deep peace, but we can have approximators of that. We can have a peripheral pursuits of that. And one of the things might be just a sense of comfort, a sense of comfort in our situation. And we will often look at how can we have more comfort and how we can have, how can we change our circumstances in some areas and some things that maybe give us a little sense of security or maybe a little more sense of confidence. But they don't give us that deep abiding peace. They give us an approximation of it. Not everything is well in my innermost being, but I'm going to try and change the circumstances around me, and hopefully that will make me feel better. It's more of an emotional connection to our outside world and trying to feel better, where what we really need is that deep-seated peace. When we look at the coarsal need of love, love is that part of our lives where we're experiencing life in a meaningful way, in a deeply meaningful way with people that we do life with. And it gives us a great sense of a communion. It gives us a sense of community, a sense of relationship, and it allows us to expand our joys. It allows us to diminish our struggles and difficulties. And you know, we look for people that we can do life together with, that we experience that love. And but sometimes we don't have that deep love. We don't have that core soul need met of love in our deepest being. And instead, maybe what we'll look at pleasure. We'll look at the enjoyments of life to try and satisfy us. And those are somewhat helpful, but they're not truly satisfying at the deepest level. Beatles had a song, "Money Can't Buy Me Love," where money can't buy me love, but it can sure buy me some fun. And so sometimes people look at fun and pleasure as a substitute for love. It doesn't fulfill at that deepest level, but it is certainly enjoyable. I go through this process in discussion because hope is something that we need, that when we don't have even pleasure, when we don't even have comfort, when we don't even have control or successes, which are these peripheral pursuits, we need hope to know that these things are possible, that we can have pleasure at least. Maybe we don't have love, but at least we can have some enjoyment in life. We have hope that we'll have some comfort. We may not have peace, but a close proximity of peace, comfort is something that's possible to us. We may say, hey, you know, I don't have a sense of life purpose, but you know, I do have some sense of control. But sometimes we feel like there is no control, but we need to have hope to recognize that control is possible. I can get some control in this part of my life, which might eventually turn into a sense of a life purpose. But the idea of hope is important because we want to grasp onto that. And when we look at the core soul need of identity, the peripheral pursuit of success is something that we try to go after. And so if we have no ability, we feel like like we don't have success, hopefully we'll be able to latch on to hope that we will experience success in maybe a struggle in our life or just what our meaning of life is. And so we have that hope that that success is possible and it will happen. When we don't have hope in any parts of our lives, we don't have a hope that we will be successful. We don't have hope that we will gain control. We don't have hope that we will get comfort. And we don't have hope that we will have pleasure in something. The idea of a core soul need, something that is abiding and truly fulfilling, is out of the question. But at a minimum, if we don't have these peripheral pursuits, the pleasure, the comfort, the control, and success, we need a sense of hope that we will be able to achieve those things. We will be able to recognize this and embrace this in our lives. So my challenge to our listeners is that always look for something to be hopeful in. If you're struggling, if you don't have those parts of your life be met, surround yourself with people. Look at really what can you do. Maybe you can't do everything, but what little pieces can you do? Look to faith, faith in a creator who loves you that can empower you in these areas. But ultimately, you know, we want to have our identity, life, purpose, peace, and love met. Sometimes it's a little difficult, but even when we can't meet that at the core soul need, have the hope that those peripheral pursuits can be accomplished and there's a better outcome down the road. This is my cry out to you to be hopeful in all circumstances. If we could be a resource to you, please reach out to us at DelawareRetiree.com so that we can be a resource to you in all parts of your life related to wonderful life here in Delaware. Thanks for listening.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC and SEC Registered Advisory Firm.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at DedicatedFinancialServices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711 or go to DedicatedFinancialServices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to DedicatedFinancialServices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.